This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are officially commercial free up until 8 o'clock. We have our final Rangers Royals ticket giveaway of the week to hook you up for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. And Bobby, you met a lot of them yesterday with G-Bag.
Yeah, this is right here, by the way, that I'm holding on the fan cam. This is evidence that G-Bag does give things away. I managed to snatch one of these, throw it in my backpack before the fuzz saw me. But this is evidence that they also give things away. Not nearly as well as we do.
No,
but they give things away. But
yeah, someone told me at 5:19, I didn't go back and listen, but Broadus took another shot at me, something like that. So we got the most loyal audience, I believe.
Let me see that one. Let me see that. Because, you know, the one they gave.
Oh, choppy.
The one
you may as well cover first base.
The one that they gave us, the red ones at the firehouse, they were lasered in. All right, our logo. Now the best part about this one is it's a sticker, so you could peel the G-Bag Nation off, and you'll just say the fan on it. It'll just say 105 through the fan.
I did have a listener come up to me, Devon, and he said he met us at the very first firehouse we did back in DeSoto in 23, and he said he had never even heard of the station when he showed up to that. He just knew there was something going on at the fire station. It was around the corner. And he said he discovered us that day. He said he has listened to the station every day since. He's like, now it's all I listen to.
Right.
So it's good. It's good to know that we're out there making a difference for G-Bag, bringing people to their remotes.
And shout out to Panther City Chris. He just sent me the video getting the Yeti ready to fly to New York to cook barbecue and taking the homies with us with the 105 through the fan sticker. So shout out to them. Also, congrats for making the Texas Monthly Top 50. Panther City has always been there listening and supporting, and they also support Jared Sandler's charity. All right, let's go inside the star. And Brandon Hurtado, I believe, is going to be lurking around here to record another barbecue tip of the day around 9 p.m. Maybe we'll go ahead and get him to sit in to vote on worst take. Possibly, if Brandon Hurtado makes it up in time. Inside the Star, in case you did not know, we are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, and we have a list and ranking of the new coach quarterback pairings.
Right. So now you're going to have, obviously, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
You're going to have to add that.
You have to add this one. But as it stands.
And who is this list from? It's important to identify who wrote this list.
Cody Benjamin.
Cody Benjamin, who is.
He's our nemesis now, right?
Yeah.
Is he our first week winner of worst take?
Yes, he was. And then Cody Benjamin has routinely made some lists that we get angry at.
Okay.
So let's see if this one makes us angry.
All right. So in descending order, number 13 is...
13? There's that many new coaches?
Coaches or quarterbacks.
Just a new combo at coach
new
and quarterback.
Combo. Okay. The Saints, Tyler Shuck and Kellen Moore.
This is already dumb. This is dumb. Why? Tyler Shuck was one of the more, like, look, he's injury prone, everything else, whatever. But Tyler Shuck is one of the more pro-ready quarterbacks that we've had recently in terms of his play style. And Kellen has shown consistently, like, an ability to work well with quarterbacks. So, this, I mean, it's just flat out.
When he goes up the next 12, then you tell me who you would put that combo over.
I'm certain it'll be over the next one.
All right, the next one is... See, I disagree with this one because I don't know that you can, first of all, I don't know that you can call this a new coach quarterback combo because I think these guys have already played and coached together. But it's Joe Flacco and Kevin Stefanski.
Okay. Joe Flacco and Kevin Stefanski.
Some upside with Shuck and Kellen Moore. That's better.
Yeah, but I think next year, if I had to put money on who will have the better statistical season, it would be Joe Flacco. Now, I don't think Joe Flacco is going to be playing all those games.
He'll play five, right? He'll play five games.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco is going to have better numbers, I would think, than Tyler Shuck. But you watch Shuck.
Well, and as
you and Greg Cosell.
As we go through this list, I think you're going
to
hear.
It's hard for me to separate in my mind your Kellen Homerism.
Right.
As we go through the list, I think you're going to hear, though, a bunch of different things where it's like, okay, well, that ranking makes sense if you're viewing the list through this lens, but, well, then why did he put this person over here if he's doing it through that? It just seems inconsistent how he's judging this is where I would place
him. I don't have a problem with number 12 over 13 so far.
Number 11, Titans, Cam Ward, Brian Callahan.
Okay, projection.
I don't have a problem. That's projection.
Projection. Callahan has had a Pete DeBoer goaltender type of relationship with quarterbacks early on, but...
Number 10.
Yeah, he crapped all over Will Levis.
Yeah,
right?
Like really bad.
Number 10, Russell Wilson and Brian Daboll.
This should be last.
Why?
Because Daboll has shown he's not a very good coach. Daboll's shown that he isn't developing quarterbacks very well, and we've got Russell Wilson, who we know exactly what Russell Wilson is, which is nothing that's an advantage at this stage of his career.
Yeah, but he could be better than Tyler Shuck or Joe Flacco or Cam Ward seasons. Russell Wilson's numbers last year, I would probably bet being better than those other guys. So therefore, he would belong higher on the list.
Right, but
Brian Daboll has also had Daniel Jones, which if you want to kill him, don't maybe defend Brian Daboll too much.
Do it.
But if you want to sit there and kill him, you can kill him. But you can also say he had a bum that people laughed at when he was picked that high.
This is about where this is like 10 out of 13 is about where I would have Kellen and Shuck. But again, it's just because if you look at it and go, we definitively know what Stefanski does when he works with quarterbacks. We definitively know how Daboll has had massive trouble since he got to New York establishing any sort of an offense. And we know what Russell Wilson is when he gets in those situations, which is at this stage of his career, he's not an advantage. If we're talking about upside and he could be like we're saying with Russell Wilson, well, Shuck could be too. We literally don't even know with Shuck yet.
Number 9.
It's this guy's list.
Yeah. Number 9.
I'm ready to argue with you today.
I know.
You've had way too much free time on your hands. I had almost jump out of the text messages yesterday, the three of you. Holy. And then this morning, I was screaming at the gas pump. Like, we're 2 minutes away from being together. Please, God, just talk. Peyton, you too. You're guilty of it as well. You and Bobby, you guys don't stop with my phone. I'm already at like 75% waking up 3 hours ago because you guys have way too much time on your hands with the text chain.
You really need a new phone if you're already at 75%.
I'm exaggerating.
When I was sending the text and I said, I can't.
This was all about Bobby's like car phone holder.
Yeah.
And it was just bim, bum, bum, bim, 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 bum, 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 bum. And I'm like, stop. We're going to talk about it in 5 minutes together.
It's Friday, Sean. I'm excited.
I wish you were more excited on Tuesday.
When I texted the joke that I can't have the phone holder because how would I dangerously text and drive? Right. I dead serious almost typed it there. I was like, and plus, who would annoy Sean with text notifications that he's not replying to? Because I knew you were sitting there irritated by every one of those.
I'm like focusing on all the crazy traffic every single morning, and you guys somehow are just, bup, 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 beep, 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 especially Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 9.
On what list?
Number 9.
This is the ranking of the new coach quarterback duos of 2025. There are from Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports. The Jets, Justin Fields, Aaron Glenn.
Ooh, so there's some Justin Fields love that is trying to be sold. His PR team is good. I mean, he got hyped up in Chicago for a little bit. Are you buying that we could see a much different Justin Fields now that he's in Bible study?
No.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, I mean,
I'm not either.
Fields has been such a massive disappointment, obviously, but it, just also in the play style. He didn't look like this poor of a passer when he was at Ohio State. And the issue here for me is that, again, we're talking about Justin Fields has not been very good. And we're like praising the combo or looking optimistic at the combo of also a first-time defensive head coach. Like what is Glenn going to offer to Justin Fields in terms of development that he hasn't gotten already?
That's true. Who's their OC that they got? I have to go look.
Probably somebody who like has been in the league for 40 years and just runs the ball all the time.
Yeah, probably is. Number eight, Seattle, Sam Darnold, Mike McDonald.
Okay.
It's good.
What was that?
Very good. It's Yamo be there.
it's a Michael McDonald reference. Again, same sort of thing. Mike McDonald, you're talking about. It's a defensive coach. Darnold was really good last year. I don't know how much stock I'm buying in him away from Kevin O'Connell
or away from Justin Jefferson. Even though he has nice receivers, like who will have the better? Well, I'm sure you're going to get to this guy on the list with Geno, but who's going to have the better season between Geno and Sam Darnold? Geno does not have as good a weapons, but Geno has shown to be a consistently better quarterback.
Right. Yeah, I would think Geno has a better year. I don't trust Sam. The last two games of Sam's season really stand out to me.
I know, but that seems like such an unfair.
It's so unfair.
The guy was an MVP candidate, and we are all killing him, hanging on to two games.
I felt so happy for him. You know, he had a great year, career resurgence. You know, chalk one up for the big square. I mean, he's the Lego guy head.
He's got a Minecraft head.
He has a Minecraft head. He really does. So,
I was reading down ahead of this list because I'd read it the other day. Yeah. We're gonna have to talk about something when we get to the end of it. Cody Benjamin has pulled a fast one on everybody.
Number seven, Patriots, Drake May and Mike Vrabel.
Your boy, Bobby.
I like Drake May a ton. Vrabel,
Joe Milton backstabber.
Vrabel concerns me for young quarterback development just because of I know what his philosophy is.
Yeah, this is kind of stupid to pair up with the head coaches who don't have
the side of the ball.
The hands on the offense. Yeah. The side of the ball. In that part, we're going to have to get this guy Cody Benjamin on for an all-out war.
There you go.
We're just going to have to destroy. No one knows who he is. I've never seen his face. We're just going to have to get him on for the fight.
Number six.
We'll be like Pablo Torre, Bill Simmons, and that.
Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohn.
Duval. I think this pairing should be higher. Lawrence still is somebody who's kind of in a make or break. He's got high upside. Liam Cohen has been praised as somebody who comes in and gets the most out of quarterbacks. Like that, he's bounced around from spot to spot, but he's generally been thought of as one of the better quarterback developers. I think this probably should be higher.
We need to, it wasn't until last week, I forgot that Brian Schottenheimer was in Jacksonville with Trevor and Urban. We have some, I'm not going to get into it right now, but we need to talk to Brian Schottenheimer about what happened there because that is not a glowing thing to have on the resume. We talk about the Jets. We talk about Seattle. We totally skip over Jacksonville and T-Law.
I think that most of us, at least I do, let me phrase it. That is a complete redshirt year for everyone involved.
Well, he also...
I don't
blame Shoddy. I don't even consider that to be Trevor's rookie year. Like, that was a redshirt year. Everyone gets a pass.
Talking about just because of Urban.
Because of Urban. Yeah. Everyone gets a pass with that.
So, and Shoddy was, when Shoddy got hired, we had gone over the numbers of him as a play caller. So, Shoddy was the quarterback coach initially, and then for the final 3 weeks of the season, they had fired the offensive coordinator. He got elevated and was the coordinator. And the last 3 weeks, Jacksonville's passing game output jumped with him calling plays.
Oh.
Number five.
It says passing game coordinator here. So are they saying that's offensive coordinator? Or are we separating it?
No, separating out. The offensive coordinator was Daryl Bevel that year, and then he got fired.
Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin, number five.
Oh, they put it on there.
They put it on there.
They've updated it.
Bobby is going to probably agree. I'm selling Rodgers, even though I was buying him over the past few years. Bobby was selling him. Sounds like you're a slight buy. I'm not believing it. I think it was a lot of garbage stats towards the end. It was a lot of Devontae feeding to try to set the little stupid fake records and get numbers on both sides. They were already out of it. The numbers are more surprising to me, but I was watching them a little bit closer than others because I had Devontae on my fantasy football winning championship team. So I am not buying Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not like a full buy. I'm optimistic about what Aaron Rodgers can do within Pittsburgh specifically. It's the player team match. It's the fact that he'll have DK. It's just I think that the fit is a good one for him to maximize whatever he has left.
Number four. Caleb and Ben Johnson.
Ooh, the hype. Bobby wrote an essay. I thought it was probably AI doing it.
What?
But man, the Chicago Bear hype is full throttle.
I hadn't realized how sickening Bears coverage was going to be this year. But you forget, Caleb Williams is the golden boy. Ben Johnson is the golden boy. So apparently they had mandatory minicamp. He led a game-winning drive, some 94-yard drive in minicamp the other day. And these were some of the headlines I saw coming out of this. This was a minicamp practice that doesn't allow real contact. Caleb Williams leads clutch drive, all caps on clutch. Caleb Williams' 90-yard drive spells trouble for the NFC. Caleb Williams shows off the clutch X factor in minicamp. The Athletic's write-up was like this dramatic retelling of like a Civil War battle or something. A booming punt from Torrey Taylor hit the soggy grass inside the 10-yard line of field one at Hallis Hall. It bounced into the air and was quickly downed. The Bears' first-team offense took the field pinned against its own end zone and with the game to go win. And then it goes through this breakdown of everything he did. And then they noted that by the way, there might be some sacks to account for when the film was reviewed on that drive because they're not allowed to sack the quarterback. It's like, all right, well, that doesn't sound like it was a real drive then. So
yeah,
it's just slobbery love for Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson in Bear circles.
I'm buying it. Not all that hype of an OT minicamp drive, but I am buying the genius of Ben Johnson going along with the nails of Caleb.
Is that low to you then? Four?
No, okay. It's not low.
Well,
I got to hear the other three.
They have already not just updated this list with Aaron Rodgers. They have changed the top three.
This was my issue. This is what I was looking ahead to. Cody Benjamin, when putting the Aaron Rodgers in there, he has shuffled and re-ranked people with no new information. So the original rankings we were complaining about, he has already changed and changed who's number one and number two and number three.
Because number three used to be number one. Geno and Pete Carroll. And they have been dropped with great prejudice.
I mean, the last 3 days have been really tough on them.
From one to three.
They were one.
That's not right.
All right, just give me the rest of the top.
Number two, Vikings, JJ and Kevin O'Connell.
Okay.
And then number one.
They were number two on this list a couple days ago. And now all of a sudden they've bumped up to one for what? And there's no note in here that says the rankings have been changed.
None.
Nothing. This dude is...
He's slimy.
Yeah.
I need to see a picture. I need to know a background. I need Bobby GPT to invest his weekend in this along with Jake Rietma football videos.
Oh, look at that hair. Look at that hair.
We're making this guy famous.
Yeah, I mean that.
Look at that hair, man.
We're doing Pee Wee Herman's list every other week. All right, so
his bio.
So yeah. Rodgers Tomlin, that's my mind first went to Rodgers Tomlin, Dak Shoddy. You feel that much better, of course, about the Cowboy combo, Bob?
The number one combo I'd have on this list, probably, again, if we're just looking optimistic and potential and other things like that, what could come through, would say it's Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is where I would put that number one. I think Rodgers and Tomlin is an interesting couple, and then it's probably Dak and Shoddy.
I had a major problem with them initially putting Geno and Pete ahead of Dak and Shad. Now, I have no, because first of all, Geno and Pete already worked together.
Right.
They're not new. Now, look, if you want to say they're new to that new team, sure. And they have worked together, and they work together quite well. So that's true and all. But if you wanted to put JJ and O'Connell, Caleb and Ben Johnson ahead, Rodgers and Tomlin, I wasn't going to fight you on that. But on Geno and Pete, yeah, I would have. We would have come to blows.
And he put Aaron Rodgers in here. The initial list had Mason Rudolph and Mike Tomlin. And Mason Rudolph and Mike Tomlin were like seventh on the list as a couplet. It's like, Rudolph? I don't care that it's Tomlin. Rudolph is in the top seven?
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.